From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia promotes cooperation with UNIDO on Industry 4.0. The Indonesian government is optimistic that the realization of the National Economic Recovery Program will reach 100% in December. Now the news in details. The Indonesian government is encouraging cooperation with the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, to expedite Industry 4.0 adoptions and improve the competitiveness of micro, small, and medium enterprises, MSMEs. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Indonesian Ambassador to the UN in Vienna, Dr. Darmansyah Jumala, remarked at the 36th meeting of the UNIDO Program and Budget Committee taking place in Vienna on Tuesday and Wednesday, that the cooperation between the two sides was very significant. He also said that Indonesia calls for both sides to focus on cooperation in its country program with UNIDO and accelerate Industry 4.0 in Indonesia's five priority industrial sectors. In the field of MSMEs, Indonesia has established cooperation with UNIDO in the fishery sector through the project of sustainable market access, through responsible trading of fish or smart fish funded by the Swiss government. UNIDO has helped Indonesian MSMEs in meeting the international export standards. The Indonesian government is optimistic that the realization of the National Economic Recovery Program, or PEN, will reach 100% at the end of this year. As of end of September 2020 or the end of third quarter 2020, the Economic Recovery and Transformation Task Force, or Satgas PEN, had realized the absorptions of the National Economic Recovery Budget exceeding the target of 100 trillion rupiah. The PAN Task Force also continuously encourages the acceleration of absorptions to reach 100% in December 2020 in a bid to maintain economic movement and resilience in society and support the movement of the national economic growth rate to get better. Chairman of the PAN Task Force, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, in a virtual press conference on Wednesday afternoon stated that cumulatively, at the end of the third quarter, the PAN program, including economic and health recovery, had successfully realized 304.6 trillion rupiah, or 43.8% of the total budget of 695.2 trillion rupiah.
Program-program ini, terutama sejak didirikannya Satgas,
particularly since the establishment of the task force on July 20, these programs have been able to distribute approximately 255.22 trillion rupiah for our four main programs. On weekly program, we can see on the screen that the disbursement is getting faster. The four sectors are the social protection sector, micro and small medium enterprises, ministries or institutions and regional governments, as well as corporate financing. In these four sectors, the PAN Task Force has distributed a weekly increase per PAN cluster of 137.89 trillion rupiah. Meanwhile, the corporate financing sector will begin to be realized in early October 2020 or the fourth quarter so that it can encourage economic growth in that quarter.
Kami percaya bahwa insya Allah sampai akhir tahun,
we believe that at the end of the year, we are optimistic that we can absorb the entire budget so that it can provide a high enough leverage for Indonesia's economic growth in the third and fourth quarter. Moreover, Budi Gunadi Sadikin hopes that the economic growth in the third quarter will be better than the -5% in the second quarter. The industry ministry is planning to provide fiscal incentive for green industry implementation as part of its commitment to develop a sustainable industry through the practice of circular economy. It's quoted by Antaranus Agency Head of Industry Research and Development BPPI at the ministry, Dodi Rahadi, in a statement issued on Wednesday stated that to benefit sustainable resources and to realize sustainable development, the industry ministry has developed the circular economy concept in the form of the green industry policy in a bid to maintain products' value. Hence, BPPI can use them repeatedly without producing waste through the activities of recycle, reuse, and remanufacture. Presidential's Regulation No. 18-2020 on the Medium-Term Development Plan for 2020-2024 has directed the policy towards the improvement of products' added value. West Java has offered 7 projects to Singaporean investors, including development of the Greater Cirebon Solid Waste Treatment Plant, Aerocity Kertajati Project, and Subang Industrial Park. As quoted by Antaranus Agency on Wednesday, the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore stated the projects were offered at the webinar of Road to Indonesia Investment Day 2020, organized by the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore, Bank Indonesia, and the Indonesian Investment Promotion Center, IIPC, in Singapore, that took place on Tuesday. On the occasion, Governor of West Java Ridwan Kamil has noted that the province is home to 60% of Indonesia's industrial centers supported by qualified human resources and infrastructure. He also pointed to Singapore being the largest investor in West Java, as 40% of investment in the province originated from the city-state. Meanwhile, Indonesian Charged Affairs in Singapore, Didi Eko Pujanto, remarked that West Java is the most populous province in Indonesia with a population of some 50 million. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, UK, Boris Johnson stated that new measures to tackle the increase in coronavirus cases will take time to feed through. As quoted by BBC.com, he told a number 10 briefing the UK was at a critical moment and the rising number of cases and deaths shows why the UK plans is so essential. He further said that he would not hesitate to impose further restriction if needed. Chief Scientific Advisor Sir Patrick Vallance said that his side has this under control at the moment. He added there's no cause for complacency here at all. It comes at the latest UK's coronavirus figures showed there have been a further 7,108 cases and another 71 deaths. Last week, Johnson introduced restrictions including a 10 p.m. closing times for pubs, bars and restaurants in England, with similar announcement in Scotland and Wales, and a 15-person limit on weddings. Reuters polls showed most major housing markets won't keep up with consumer price inflation in 2021 and are faced with multiple downside risks despite rising strongly this year amid the coronavirus pandemic and rock-bottom interest rates. As reported by Reuters.com, over 1 million people have died and more than 33 million have been infected by the coronavirus, which has led to supply chain disruptions, stalled economic activity, pushed the world economy into its deepest recession, and left many millions jobless. But many governments around the world have lifted lockdown restrictions and reopened parts of their economies in the past few months. An unprecedented amount of fiscal and monetary stimulus has boosted housing market activity. While the September 15 to 29 poll of 123 analysts showed average home prices would rise in a few countries this year on pent-up demand and a shortage in supply, that surge was expected to be tame next year. Still, the latest forecasts were slightly better than in the June poll. The Spanish government has ordered a lockdown in the capital Madrid and surrounding areas badly affected by the coronavirus after a rise in cases. As reported by BBC.com, under the new restriction, residents will not be allowed to leave the areas unless they have to make an essential journey. However, Madrid's regional government says the lockdown is not legally valid. Greater Madrid accounts for more than a third of the 133,604 cases diagnosed in Spain over the past 2 weeks. On Wednesday, a majority of Spain's regional government who are in charge of healthcare voted in favor of imposing restriction in areas with more than 100,000 residents if they met three benchmarks, 500 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, 35% COVID patients occupancy in intensive care units, and positive results in 10% of tests. Madrid, which has a rate of 780 infections per 100,000, already meets the criteria. However, it is not yet clear when the restriction will be introduced. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, here's today's commentary. It's about Pancasila Sanctity Day. Every October the 1st, Indonesian always commemorate the National Day of Pancasila Sanctity. This day is still commemorated amid questions and polemic about the reason why the date October the 1st was chosen to be the Pancasila Sanctity Day. It was related to what happened a day earlier, September the 30th. In September 30th, 1965, it is a historic and momentum event for Indonesian people to face forward without forgetting the conflict that happened since the independent war in September 1948 and 1965. September 30th for Indonesian is inseparable from the word communism. About it, the House of Representatives member as well as Indonesian history book writer Fadli Zon in a discussion on Indonesian private TV channel said that there were two coup attempts by Indonesian Communist Party in 1948 and 1965. In that era, high officials of Indonesian National Army, the police, religious and community figures, as well as the religious organizations, fell victim to the communist followers. All that was aimed to replace the Pancasila with communism to be the principle of Indonesia. Meanwhile, the governor of National Defense Agency, Lieutenant General retired Agus Wijoyo, said the country and PKI as well as other parties involved in the violent incident on September 30, 1965 movement and afterwards must forgive each other. He also affirmed that reconciliation is the best choice to end the national problem related to the September 30 movement. Currently, the PKI issue is no longer relevant to be brought up in politics. Still, all stakeholders of Indonesia must be aware of communism. Therefore, Indonesians, especially the millennials, must uphold and implement the essentials of Pancasila that have and will keep uniting Indonesia. Also, the high state officials and community figures must be the example in implementing Pancasila in daily life. And listener, that was the commentary today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in our regular program Today in History, we start from an event on October 1, 1949, when the People's Republic of China was established. The People's Republic of China is a state in East Asia, whose capital is Beijing. The People's Republic of China is the most populated country in the world, and its territory reaches 9.69 million square kilometers, becoming the fourth biggest country in the world. The state was established on October 1, 1949, after the Chinese Civil War ended. Mao Zedong proclaimed the establishment of the People's Republic of China, and since that time, China has been led by a single party, namely Communist Party of China. The next event is that in 1965, Pancasila Sanctity Day was set. On September 30, 1965, six generals and one captain were kidnapped and killed. One of them was Ahmad Yani. The action was called the September 30th Movement, or commonly abbreviated as G30S. With the death of Ahmad Yani, Major General Suharto took command of the army in the morning of October 1, 1965 and launched a counterattack in the evening. All of the G30S troops were eventually captured or fled. The September 30th movement was seen as an attempt by the Indonesian Communist Party to replace the Indonesian state ideology, namely Pancasila, into communism. However, this effort failed. Thereby, October 1st is commemorated as Pancasila Sanctity Day. The last event is that in 2005, a bomb shocked Bali. Balinese Bomb 2005 was a series of bombardment which happened in Bali on October 1, 2005. Three bombardments occurred, firstly in Kuta and secondly in Jimbaran. Around 23 people were killed and 196 injured. The suicide bomb brought about serious impact on tourism sector in Bali, reminding that on October 12, 2002, the similar attack killed 202 people. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Pesan singkatku untukmu, ku sertakan tanda peluk dan ciumku. Apa kabar? Semoga kau baik saja dan menjaga cinta terpisah sementara. Maafkan aku jika terlalu lama kau menungguku pulang, tapi ku pastikan saat ku kembali hatiku tetap untukmu. Dan bila kau menduakanku, apalagi di belakangku, jangan salahkan bila di sini ku nakal dengan yang lain. Ku harap kau juga mengerti
dan bila kau menduakanku, apalagi di belakangku.
Jangan salahkan
bila di sini,
oh, oh, ku nakal dengan yang lain. Ku harap kau juga mengerti, cinta itu butuh percaya. Sampai di sini, I just wanna say, sampai di sini.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitling Indonesia is able to lead climate action with timber legality verification system. Ambassador of the Conference of Parties COP26 for the Asia-Pacific and South Asian region, Ken O'Flaherty, said Indonesia could lead climate action to protect forests with the Timber Legality Verification System, or SVLK, in the third APIC Indonesia Network International Conference 2020, which was held virtually and accessed from Jakarta on Tuesday. He saw that Indonesia has succeeded in overcoming the issue of illegal timber, so that it can be a solution to protect forest. Ken O'Flaherty also said that Indonesia could lead the climate action by protecting forests through the application of the verification system. As COP26 leader with Italy, the United Kingdom encourages the promotion of timber trade, which plays a role in protecting forests. They are preparing a dialogue sessions involving producers and consumers countries, and are also ready to cooperate with Indonesia and other countries in this regard. The dialogue became a momentum to rebuild after the health crisis, to protect forests from deforestation, to prevent increased greenhouse gas emission, so that the Paris Agreement target to reduce the increase in Earth temperatures below 1.5 degrees Celsius by 2030 will be achieved. Earlier, O'Flaherty said the target is a common challenge for countries in the world who signed and ratified the Paris Agreement, because it would be catastrophic without doing something. Deforestation is one of the largest contributions to greenhouse gas emissions that reaches 80%, so that campaign forest protections for COP26. On the same occasion, senior advisor to the Ministry of Environment and Forestry of Climate Change Control and International Convention Field, Nur Masripatin, said that to carry out climate action, technology needs to be explored in order to achieve emission reductions target or to avoid exceeding the calculated emissions budget. Regarding how Indonesia can increase its ambition to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, Masripatin said, the solution also lies in the use of technology and innovation. In addition, as a country that owns extensive mangroves and peatlands, restoration steps can be continued, considering that mangrove and peatland absorb very large amounts of carbon. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Ada kalanya sekalipun pernah menyesal memilih untuk bersamamu memperjuangkan yang kita punya. Di sini juga tak bersama, percaya saja akhirnya satu hari nantinya semua ini akan jadi cerita yang indah.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Gulo Puan, a special snack from Palembang. Stay tuned. Swamp buffalo is a native species and one of the richest of South Sumatra's germplasm, with its distribution only covering Pampangan and Banyuasin sub-district. Pampangan Regency is an area that is the center of swamp buffalo in South Sumatra, and its buffalo are known as Pampangan buffalo. Most of these buffaloes are taken for their meat, and only a small part is used as a work cattle. Besides the meat, another product of buffalo cattle is buffalo milk. Community of Pampang Ogan Komering Ilir Regency process buffalo milk to become various kinds of processed foods, such as gula puan, sagon puan, buffalo oil, and curd food. Among these foods, gula puan or puan sugar is the most favorite one among people in South Sumatra. Puan means milk in the local language. Gula puan can be defined as milk sugar, according to its basic ingredients, namely sugar and milk. It has soft texture, slightly gritty, with brown color. To make the snack, 5 liters of milk and 1 kilogram of sugar are mixed. The dough is cooked over low heat, stirring frequently. After about 5 hours, the milk thickens until it dries and forms a brownish lump. Gula puan can be eaten directly or as jam for bread and fried bananas. In the past, puan sugar was only consumed by the sultans in the Malay Sultanate. Because it is a special snack, the price is very expensive. Now, puan sugar has become a typical snack of the people in Palembang. Unfortunately, puan sugar is very rarely found. The price is quite expensive, reaching 100,000 rupiah per kilogram. Puan sugar is also very limited, because it is not sold freely, only at the yard of the Great Mosque of Palembang, and only sold on Fridays, ahead of the Friday prayers until the prayers end. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you on the next Indonesian Wonder. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.
Welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you information on Indonesian shoes appear again at the international exhibition. Listeners, proud news came again from the creative creations of the Indonesian nation's children, supported by the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Italy, and the Indonesian Trade Promotion Center, ITPC, Milan. The Indonesia Shoe brand, Lokal Pijak Bumi, participated again in the International Footwear Exhibition, Micam Milano 2020. For the second time, the event participated in by Pijak Bumi took place at Ro Fiera Milan, Italy from 20 to 23 September 2020. Pijak Bumi appeared at Micam as emerging designers for their innovative eco-aesthetic design of footwear and leather products. This brand was chosen by Micam to showcase its work because of its original shoe design while still maintaining sustainability. At the 2020 Micam exhibition, Pijak Bumi displayed a shoe design called Atlas Sneakers, whose materials are 95% from plants. The shoes are made of natural fibers with accents from water hyacinths woven, and a base from natural rubber. The founder of Pijak Bumi, Roland Asfales, explained that Pijak Bumi chooses materials carefully with three basic criteria. The criteria are low water consumption, no harm to the environment, and environmentally friendly waste management. At this international exhibition, the Pijak Bumi booth was located in an area which is dedicated especially to emerging designers at Micam. However, in connection with the travel restriction policy related to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Pijak Bumi delegation had to participate far from Indonesia. Then, to discuss more deeply about Pijak Bumi's footwear products, prospective buyers have been given the opportunity to meet through online video calls available at the booth. As emerging designers, Pijak Bumi took part in this event with other 9 international designers. Pijak Bumi shoes are fashionable and environmentally friendly shoes. The shoes use natural leather and are tanned by using plant extracts. The plant is called knaf. This plant emits 8 times more oxygen than other trees. The shoots do not use chemicals in making process. Pijak Bumi was established as an initiator in the shoe industry that combines three pillars, namely originality of design, environmentally friendly materials, and promotion of local craft wisdom. Meanwhile, Micha Milano is a major trade show in the footwear industry with more than 1,700 collection displaying in each edition, so that it becomes a good combination between business and fashion. And each event, more than 1,200 companies display their latest designs to around 55,000 visitors who come from 130 countries. The milestone has confirmed Micha Milano as a major exhibitor for footwear industry activities from all over the world. That was Miss Lenny. Thanks for listening.
Selalu indah cerita tentang kita.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we present a song, Catatan Kecil, sung by Ade Prabu Lantip Trengginas, or Adera. The song Catatan Kecil was released in 2016.The lyrics of the song invite us to be happy with the reality, so it will make our life always happy. Besides that, sharing our happiness to others can also make us happy. Even though it sounds simple, this song actually has a deep meaning. Adera packed the song with dynamic and cheerful music arrangement. Well, listener, here is Adera with the song Catatan Kecil.
Damai di dunia, bahagialah dengan apa yang kau punya. Walau hatimu merasa semua belum sempurna, sebenarnya kita sudah cukup semuanya. Bila dunia membuatmu kecewa.Semua cita-citamu tertunda. Percayalah segalanya telah diatur semesta. agar kita mendapatkan yang terindah. Impianmu terbangkanlah tinggi, tapi selalu pijakkan kaki di bumi. Senyumlah kembali, bahagiakan hari ini. Buatlah hatimu bersinar lagi. Bila ingin lebih damai di dunia, berbagilah bahagia yang telah kau punya. Kini hatimu terasa semua lebih sempurna, karena kau hidup dengan seutuhnya.
Songs Indonesia.
Sudah sewindu ku di dekatmu, ada di setiap pagi, di sepanjang harimu. Tak mungkin bila engkau tak tahu, bila ku menyimpan rasa yang ku pendam sejak lama. Setiap pagi menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis di setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan. Walang cinta dan masa depan, engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Tak akan lagi ku menunggumu di depan pintu, dan merayumu. Setiap pagi ku menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis di setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan. Bualan cinta dan masa depan, engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Oh, 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 oh.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.